With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Three-man shows until EB returns, and none of us know when he's returning.
Nope.
I'm saying Thursday.
Could be. Couldn't tell you. I know what's not returning. The mole on the right side of my face got removed yesterday. Now, it was a 30 or 45 second procedure.
Okay.
And when I went in, the doctor said, look, you can do one of two things. It looks relatively harmless. You can leave it alone, or I can just take it off your face right now. But there might be a, he had to let me know, it might be a slight scar. And I said, I'd rather have a slight scar than an ugly mole. Take it off.
Permanent scar or temporary scar?
I think a scar is generally permanent, right?
Were the Donnas there when you said take it off? Were they in the room?
The Donnas were not there, and JP was not there disrupting their live set.
Did he use a laser?
No. He used some sort of sharp object and just clipped it off. Clipped it. So it's gone. Mole never to return.
Well, good for you.
Could be replaced by a scar. Small one.
I got to do that too.
It's okay. You need some character there.
Yeah, build some character. I've got throw it on my face.
I got a skin tag the size of a tea bag on the back of my leg.
And yes, you do.
I got to hook that up.
It is an angry, angry skin tag that you have there.
Yeah, it's not pretty. I was just telling Cakes during a break. Remember, you boys were always making fun of me because, look, I don't have a lot of stock luck,
right?
In terms of purchasing stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, the whole
cryptocurrency thing is dead. I mean, if anybody on this planet thinks that any of that cryptocurrencies are coming back to where they were,
it's in a downswing.
You're just insane.
I'm gonna say it's in a down cycle.
It's not gonna hit 50 or 100,000 that people were saying Bitcoin was gonna hit.
Not anytime soon.
I mean, Bitcoin. I don't even know what Bitcoin. I'm guessing it's about 6,000.
It's like 6,800.
Right, I bought it at 17,000.
Yeah, you got a ways to go.
All right, there's no way. It's impossible to get back to where it was.
Opposite of the Midas touch.
Awful.
And by the way, I bought at a very similar price point.
But you know what? That's stupid of us because we were just buying on hype. I mean, the only reason it was skyrocketing is because everyone was talking about it. Everyone's getting all in. They thought they were going to be instant millionaires.
Would you like to place a wager?
Yeah.
I'll place a 3-year wager, $20, that it hits your purchase price.
Okay.
Let's make
done.
It.
That's easy money.
Put it in the book.
You got to put that in the bet book, too.
It's all the way over there.
But anyway, so I remember telling everyone about ICPT, which is Intercept Pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
And I think it's based out of Philadelphia. And a buddy of mine gave me a tip on it. And I said, all right. He's giving me other tips. And I said, all right, fine, whatever.
If other like losers.
It, if you like it. No, the other one was a winner.
Okay, good.
So I'd have bought it at 100.
Right.
All right, so I only bought 70 shares.
A hundo per share.
Yeah, you do the math. I spent $7,000 on it.
Yep.
Well, it went down to $59. And every time you guys would ask me every day, what's the ICP? And I would say, oh, it's 65.
Oh, plummeting.
What's it today? It's at 62, 50. Went down. Actually, I think it went down to 55.
Right. Sell, sell, sell.
Valdez?
Yeah.
94.18 today.
That is amazing.
Buy, buy, buy. Buy,
94.18.
Buy, buy, buy. Buy, buy, buy.
I should have buy, buy, buy to some of that.
But that's still a loser
ago.
For you.
Well, I'm down $6 a share, okay?
Right.
But, I mean, you get the point. It's on its way back.
It's making a comeback.
It's a remarkable
and you
comeback.
Guys were just killing me every single day when I told you I bought ICPT at 100.
Once I heard that you bought it at 100 and then it was down to 55, I thought the next stop would be $15 a share.
Yeah, and I said, I'm in it for the long haul. If it goes down to 15 cents, I don't care.
Right.
I mean, same thing with Bitcoin.
Yep.
But 94.18.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. It's
golf
pretty
clap.
Solid.
That's a golf
that
clap.
That is certainly a golf clap.
I wonder what Rom did. Didn't he?
He never told me. I don't know what he did.
How much is your bet for
I'm guessing
on Bitcoin?
He lost money
$20.
$20.
$20 bet.
So it's got to get back up to 17,000.
3 years from today.
I put 17,500.
Okay. Because I probably bought. I think I bought it at 18,000, but we'll go 17,500.
We'll split the difference. Yeah. 3 years from today,
right.
So July 10th, 2021.
3 years.
That's all we need.
Make so many long term bets.
3 years.
Yeah, I think everybody thought that crypto was taking over. Turns out, cash and credit still works.
Yeah, everyone was going to be a billionaire buying crypto.
All they had to do to get more security was throw some chips on the credit cards. It actually annoys me now.
What are the other ones? Ethereum. I bought Ethereum. What's the other one?
Litecoin.
I bought it all.
I've got Litecoin. I haven't even looked at it. It's on my phone in at least a month.
Bunch of losers. I've got the Orioles, the Royals, and the White Sox of crypto. That's what I have. That's my fault, though.
I wonder how many people bought because there was a period of time where this show could have added B to the Death Thongs and Divas. Death Thongs, Divas, and Bitcoin.
Sometime. Last summer.
Yeah, we were doing daily crypto updates.
This time last summer.
It doesn't feel like it's been a year.
It was Cryptomania.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was last summer.
I think Jason and I bought literally on the peak day.
Yeah.
It was the day.
There was a hot day.
There was one day where it went from like 9 all the way to 20 at one point, and then it dipped back down to around 17 or 16.
Right, and then we got in.
That was the day that I got in. Yeah. I remember my neighbor, I kept hearing you guys talk about it. And then my neighbor came over. He's like, you're going to do it. You're going to do it today. He's like, I just bought whatever, $5,000 worth of Bitcoin. And I bought this.
Right.
And he basically did a lot of it for me.
Yeah.
And I got it. That particular day, I think I couldn't get in. Like the site kept crashing. And I went to lunch. And when I came back from lunch, it was up like 3 G's. It's like, wow, it's up 3 G's. I better get in.
I have it right here. My price per coin was $18,054.
And it looks like...
Tell me what it is right now.
Well, it looks like the absolute peak of Bitcoin was $19,200.
So
you're pretty close to the peak.
Pretty much.
Today it's at $64.68.
I'm not done. I bought $1,000 worth of Ethereum. My price point was $847.75.
Yeah. Well, why haven't I gotten out? Why?
Ethereum is at $447, so half price. Sell. Right.
Litecoin.
Why have I not gotten out?
Because what's the point? Litecoin, I bought at $360.
Oh, sell.
The point is...
76.
I think I invested approximately... I couldn't afford a whole Bitcoin. I think I have a quarter of a Bitcoin. All right? But it was about my total investment, because I think I bought 5 Litecoin.
Yeah.
I think my total investment was around $5,000. I just looked at the total value. $1,000.
Right.
What am I doing?
Well,
it's only going the wrong way. So I've lost $3,000.
Do you need that money today? If you desperately need it.
I don't desperately need it today. However, my guess is if I take that $2,000 that is left and I put it in anything, I buy one Facebook share or whatever it is,
yes.
I'm going to be better off.
Yes.
You could buy about 10 Facebook shares.
But you know what you're doing.
Okay,
you're doing whatever it is. You're doing what I'm doing. You're grasping. So you're grasping.
No, what I'm doing is it's called cutting your losses. Instead, see, this is what I did with when we all got in on TLCP years ago. We had a buddy.
Telecorp.
The loser corp.
We had a buddy who told, I think they maybe you were in the cell phone business, except they're the cell phone business you've never heard of. You've heard of Verizon.
Right.
You've heard of all these sillies. And somebody told us, this is going to be an amazing stock. And all 4 junkies, I think that was unprecedented at the time, and maybe even since then, got in. And we just saw it go down, down, down.
Took the plunge.
And let's just say, I don't know what the initial price point was. Let's say it was $100. I mean, I think EB wrote it all the way till it hit $1. It dropped that low. It maybe even became a penny
stock.
But
we didn't spend as much as we did on these.
Understood. But the point is, at some point, cutting your losses is a victory. So why am I not cutting my losses? Am I waiting for this to hit zero?
I just told you. You're doing what you're grasping that it's going to go back up.
I'm just too lazy to make a move because, all right, I could buy however many Facebook shares or Apple. I don't care what it is. That $2,000 would be better served than anything.
Well, I don't think
besides Bitcoin, because there's never going to be another craze.
It shouldn't be laziness. You should just click. It's just one click, and you sell it, and it goes right back in your bank account.
Yeah, because a little part of you wants to hold on to it.
Yeah, there
is rebound.
There is that little grasper.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even think about it anymore. I forget I even have it.
I'm kind of the same way. I just put it to the side. Don't even consider it.
But you're still up money.
still up, but I don't even consider it an asset.
He was so far up.
I don't know why he got
out. He would have made like 40 grand if he got out at the peak.
Yeah. I don't know why you haven't sold it already.
I don't know.
Because you're still up money.
Maybe I'm stupid.
And you can use it for your MGM role. You are stupid. Maybe. Right, but I'm dumber than you because I bought it near the peak.
And he has full Bitcoins.
Just stupid.
I have a quarter and a half.
Utter stupidity.
Now you have a quarter of a Bitcoin.
Understood.
Because of its loss of value.
By the way, Drabby, tell me about
it. Really was a Ponzi scheme. The worst part about me getting in, I remember for weeks and weeks, I was like, this feels like a Ponzi scheme. Like, what the hell is this thing? It's just going up, up, and up. And there's nothing behind it. And we would watch these reports and all these experts. You know, there were some that would say, get in on crypto. The guy that EB kept talking about.
That guy was an
idiot.
That's
like a poker player that says it's going to 100 or I'll eat my own blank.
Us, John McAfee.
Yeah. That guy's a donk. Because then, like, the people that would go on CNBC, they'd say, well, there's no product here.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing here. It's simply speculation.
Thank God. My mother actually called me one day during the hype.
Yeah.
Right. During the craze.
During the summer of crypto.
She says, I hear you guys talking about this stuff, crypto coins. And I said, yeah, we've been talking about it. I bought a little bit. She goes, should I buy some? And look, my mom's retired. And, you know, she's got some money from retirement or whatever. But yeah, like it's not like she can afford to just waste 10 grand.
When you're retired, you want stability.
Correct.
You want your money to be relatively safe. You don't want to take a bunch of crazy risks.
So I told
her, there's nothing riskier than the crypto game.
I said, Mom, stay away because I've got no luck when it comes to this stuff. I guarantee it plummets. And it did. And so, I mean, thank God I told her.
Honestly,
that.
She's better off going with Rom to the casino with her whole nut. And going and splitting aces and eights.
I mean, just in the last couple minutes, I've already lost more.
Yeah,
it's like, just do an update. The funny thing is, you could put in, however I did it on my app, you could put in an alert. And I remember at the time I put in an alert, I was like, if I make this much money, then I will sell it. It's laughable to look at the alert. It was like doubling its price. So I bought it at about 14,000. So it was going to alert me. The phone would alert me when it hit 28. $1,000. It might hit $28.
Is it going to alert you when you're in your coffin?
JP, why did you get in though? Like, you were the skeptical one
because he bought into it. Because
he's greedy.
He got swindled.
He's greedy.
I got swept up.
No, it's not swept up. It's swindled. That's what it is.
Well, no, it's not swindled because he was skeptical of it.
It's the same reason why, and generally I don't, but it's the same reason why every once in a while. When there has been a group of people that buy Powerball tickets, every once in a while, I'll slide a dollar or two for that group because you don't want to miss out. So all of a sudden, after weeks of all the pounding and then even my neighbor going in and all these people going in, I didn't want to miss out. And instead, I'm missing out on the $3,000 out of my $5,000 investment.
Trap T-shirt, he brings up a good point. We need to get back to our lottery tickets. We have not done our due diligence lately.
But you know who missed out, JP? The dummies in this room who saved all their money.
Good for you.
Well, you just always act like you have the whole system figured out and you're the one that bought in. You're the one that got sucked in by groupthink more than anybody.
Correct. He did.
I did. Yeah. This was a mistake. It was
Absolutely.
A mistake.
It was a poor life decision.
Now, luckily,
I did the same thing.
I didn't buy a full Bitcoin. Like I said, I own a quarter of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, I didn't have the balls to do that.
Everybody
or half a
makes
Bitcoin.
Financial mistakes from time to time. It's happened to everybody on the planet.
Let me get the laundry list out for me.
Oh. Do we have an extra 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, Jason, why are you not taking it out?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably stupid, but if it hits $2,000 today, my account, I will be out.
So it's going to go up $4.
It's got to go up $4.
He's easily paying $1,500
to $2,000. I'll tell you this.
I want a nice even number, as stupid as that is.
If it goes up to $10,000, which it won't.
Sell,
impossible.
Sell.
AWOD's got a better chance of being hired as the OC for the Redskins. But if it goes up to $10,000, I will sell it. Promise you.
By the way, funny.
And I'll still lose a lot of money, but I'll
funny
still.
Funny conversation yesterday, the total hypothetical conversation. The story is up on thefandc.com if you missed it. Or you can go to facebook.com/thejunks. When AWOD said that, you know, he was getting evicted, and then at the end of it, he said that Fred Davis wanted to invest in his radio show.
Mm-hmm.
The funny conversation
nearly
was.
Nearly six figures.
Yes. The funny conversation was, both Drab and Valdez said, well, what's your plan? What do you do with the money? Like, how does this make you popular? He had no response. He had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
He had nothing.
What was his response?
Well, I said, how's Fred Davis going to make any money? What is he investing in?
Right. What is his nearly six-figure investment getting?
By the way, at first the lying liar said, yeah, I have a plan. And then after a few questions, it was clear he hadn't thought anything through.
Well, are you surprised?
I'm keeping some cards in my back pocket. I've got a plan.
Well, because he knows deep down there's no way Fred Davis is giving him $100,000 for his podcast.
And he has no plan.
There's just no chance that's going
to
happen.
He said he was going to buy fake Facebook posts. Ads to boost his postings on Facebook.
He said he was going to fly out to L.A. and have Play to Win interview Snoop Dogg so it would put the show on the map.
Sounds like a good plan to me. You don't think people would be interested in that?
Pipe dream.
Right, because they don't get enough Snoop Dogg. He's everywhere. He's on TV every 2 seconds he's on.
Yeah, that's true.
He was going to host appearances for $5,000 a pop.
Fred Davis' money is safe.
Yeah.
All right, so what should we do? Should we do a little sports page when we come back? Get into the World Cup? We've got a big game today at 2 o'clock.
Ooh, that is a big one.
I got to get Drabby's take on that. Huge game, France.
Soccer
Belgium.
Drab's pick.
We'll get back into the Nats. We'll talk about some scores yesterday from Major League Baseball. We'll get into the trade rumors. Got a little Manny Machado update. Another team apparently is interested. So we got some stuff. AJ Francis, really funny story about that. Not real funny for him, but funny
kinda
to us.
Sad.
Talk about LeBron and Melo. So a bunch of stuff to talk about in the sports page. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you were listening earlier, we told you we would give you details on the upcoming Cakes, Drabby, and Valdez appearance. This Thursday, like in 2 days, from 6 until 8 p.m., Proper 21 in D.C., the address 1319 F Street, this Thursday, starting at 6 p.m. So we hope to see you there at Proper 21 in just a couple days.
Very cool. You teased an appearance without knowing any details of the appearance earlier in the show.
That's right.
Now you have the details. By the way, I need to thank the Washington Castles. They have given us some T-shirts, some coffee mugs.
Yes.
Washington Castles have won 6 World Tennis Team Championships, and they've got great gear. I got to tell you, and it's fun. I've been out there. Fun to go out and see some great tennis. Francis Tiafoe is part of the team this year. Venus Williams has returned.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Bryan brothers.
Studs.
So it's always a fun time to go out there.
Sam Querrey coming
back?
He's
not on the team this season.
Oh, okay.
He may be on one of the other teams. I'm not sure.
I heard Roger Federer might join this year.
He's not. If you want to bring up the people that are not part of it.
It's quite a rumor that you're spreading over there.
But, I mean, you've got Venus Williams, the Bryan brothers, who are the world's number one doubles team, Francis Tiafoe, and Murphy Jensen returns as the coach of the Washington Castles, and they start playing, I think, at home next Monday. The 16th.
Nice.
Speaking so it's really like 2 or 3 weeks of that World Teams Tennis Tour. And I think Venus is coming in on the second week where she's going to be in town on the 25th and 26th. And you've got Tiafoe during the first week. So right after Wimbledon, some of the players come over and you get to see them play other top players. So the first home one again is on the 16th against the New York Empire.
Speaking of Wimbledon, I don't know if this is, indicative of how good or bad women's tennis is. But Serena Williams is obviously you could argue the greatest women's tennis player of all time. Some would say Steffi, or Navratilova, but certainly in our era, she's been the greatest, most dominant. She just had a baby. I believe she was out of tennis for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. She tried to come back for the French, but pulled out because of an injury. But technically, she was out for about a year and a half.
Right.
She's probably going to win Wimbledon.
Well, the top 10 are out.
Right. So is that
all of the top 10 players are out?
Now, she hasn't had to face the top seeds, but the fact that those top 10 are out, what does that say about women's tennis? Now, Serena's probably going to win it again. I mean, I guess Kerber or someone else could upset her. But if Serena Williams, who's been out for a year and a half, had a baby, she's in her mid-30s, early to mid-30s, comes back and wins Wimbledon, what does that say about women's tennis?
It's nubs. It stinks.
Now, the only reason to watch Serena today, and I believe she plays at 10:30, is because she's playing that little hottie from Italy, Camilla Giorgi. All right, that's the only reason to watch. Now, Serena will pummel her, but she's probably worth, you know,
thanks for being on, George.
45 minutes. That's how long the match will take.
Did you hear the reporter's question to that girl? Camilla, what's her name?
To who?
Georgina? Camilla?
Camilla Giorgi, yeah.
She asked her, like, what she thought of her upcoming match against Serena. She said, I don't follow women's tennis.
Oh, is that what she said?
You know what? Yes. Like most of the rest of the planet.
So she doesn't know who Serena is?
I mean, they've played before. It was just a weird, bizarre response.
I didn't understand that.
I don't know why she. Nobody knows why she said that.
I didn't hear that.
She Maybe. Says, I don't follow tennis, women's tennis, but I think it'll be a good match.
Was she just joking? Just messing with the reporter?
I don't know.
Is there a language thing? Maybe she meant to say, I don't know what the bracket is, but it should be a good match.
How bad was the English? Is there some sort of or did you read it?
No, I think it.
Did you hear the audio?
No, I just read the article.
Oh, okay.
The audio of a female tennis player being interviewed.
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I mean, we did play Kevin Na audio yesterday.
And he's speaking Korean.
Is it that Kevin different? Na Korean
can
audio.
Can we microcast any further? Is that even possible?
I thought it was awesome.
All right, let's talk about the Junkie Sports page. Why don't we do that?
Okay. All right. So, real quick, men's side, Roger Federer will play Kevin Anderson. Roger Federer is just unbelievable.
He's going to play the ex-Maryland athletic director?
Yes.
He's going to smoke him.
He's going to kill him.
Well, he was on sabbatical, so he's had time to his tennis game.
Yeah, no longer sabbatical, a permanent sabbatical maybe.
If you follow men's tennis at all, then you obviously want to see Federer and Nadal play. The last time they played at Wimbledon was 2008. All right, they just haven't played that much at Wimbledon. That was an epic five-set match, I think 9-7 in the fifth, and Nadal beat him. It was one of the greatest tennis matches I've ever seen. Federer and Nadal really haven't played that much against each other in slams. I think that's the only time they faced each other at Wimbledon. I don't think they've ever faced each other at the U.S. Open. A few times at the Aussie, you know, a bunch of the French. But if you're a tennis fan at all, if you have any interest in tennis, especially the men's side, Federer and Nadal is the match you want to see. But Djokovic is still in there. He's playing Nishikori. John Isner is the lone American still alive. He's going to play Raonic.
He's 6'10".
He's so big. There'll be a ton of aces in that game, but you know, in that match. But Federer and Nadal is what you want to watch. I don't think there's any men's matches today. Could be wrong. I think it's all women's today. So there's your Wimbledon update. Do you have any interest in Federer and Nadal? Would you watch Federer and Nadal?
It's on Sunday. Breakfast at Wimbledon. Maybe I'd pop it on for a little bit. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, come on. You're a tennis guy. You like tennis.
I don't think I would watch them if they're playing in the local park.
Really?
I could walk to from my house.
So you're telling me.
Watching tennis bores me. I'm sorry. It just does.
Hold on.
It bores me to tears.
If Federer and Nadal were playing at the Alny Sportsplex.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that exists.
There's a big tennis complex right next to the swim center in my neighborhood.
You wouldn't go.
I don't think I'd go.
Oh, please.
Pretty sure I wouldn't
That's
go.
That's such a lie. Of course you would go.
I don't think he would.
Come on. It's 5 minutes from his house.
I mean.
I'm not saying you go to D.C. to watch it.
Look, my tennis watching peaked with Yvonne Lendl and Connors and McEnroe. That was eons ago.
But if Yngwie Malmsteen was signing T-shirts down the street,
well, then
there.
I'd go. Of course, he's one of the greatest guitarists of all time. JP, why wouldn't I go?
JP was joning on your old school tennis game when we were hitting the other day.
No, I just said
That's
the way
fine.
He hits.
He said, oh, that was a cake shot, and it was a lobber.
You're going to give him the face. Why was it like this?
Why would I care about my tennis game
it's
getting joned on?
It's the extreme overhand of the forehand. He does a big topspin swing.
Yeah, because
a lean back
topspin.
Here's
the reason I do that current day is because I can't keep my forehand on the court. It just sails over the fence every time I try to hit it.
Right.
I used to be a decent tennis player. Those days, that ship has sailed.
They're over.
Yeah, gone.
Yeah, poo. You got a poo forehand.
Right.
All right, so we got a World Cup match today. Drabby, talk to me. We got France and Belgium. This starts at 2:00. I'm not sure if this is Moscow or if it's in St. Petersburg. I don't know where it is. But France and Belgium, if you like France, they're plus 150. If you like Belgium, they're plus 215. If you like the total, it's 2.5.
Belgium plus 215 sounds kind of tasty.
France, by the way, to go over one goal is minus 145. So they certainly expect France to score some goals.
I mean, Soccer Cake said he was out of the betting game, but that plus 215 is kind of
tantalizing. It's juicy.
If I recall, Sebastian Salazar from ESPN, who was on the show yesterday, he liked Belgium in the over.
Yes. Drabby, who do you like?
Parlay.
I'm going to have to disagree with Sebastian.
Okay.
I think France wins this game. They dominated Uruguay last game.
Mm-hmm.
No weaknesses. Now, Belgium's the second best team in this left in this thing, so it's not really fair. They're playing in the semifinals. On paper, they're very, very close. Great attacking teams. I think it will be 2-1 France. They're just going to and one of Belgium's best players is suspended.
Oh, really? You think?
Well, he's a midfielder.
We might have to check on that.
You know he is.
Okay.
Thomas Mueller or something like that.
All right, so France... You like France.
France 2-1. Griezmann will score
the
winning
goal. So the over one goal for France minus 145 is a great bet.
Bet that.
It's very juicy, though.
Belgium has any weakness, it's their defense, their back line.
Yeah. Well, I heard some experts say France's defense isn't very good either.
Well, what do I know?
Nothing.
Bet what you want. Here's what you know. More than anyone.
No, I'll just tell you this. What jumped out at me from the page was over the one goal from France, because I believe France will win as well, and I know nothing, but I think they'll score two goals.
Now, here's what I will say. I'm going to defer to Awad a little bit because he's been on a heater. I checked out his bets online and or just green check marks all down the page.
Wow, he did say his account was getting swole.
But he's a Belgium fanboy, so I don't know if he can be trusted. So.
Good point. Is it Hazard?
Love Eden Hazard.
So, I love that guy.
Belgium is without Thomas Mounier, who is their right back, and he helps push up the attack for them.
It's a silly attorney in PG County.
But I do like Drab's pick. I think France wins 3-2. I'd bet the over. I think this game has overtime written all over it. I mean, both teams are going to get after it. There's going to be open play, and there's going to be goals scored and a lot of chances.
All right, but you know I don't get credit for goals scored in overtime. That's got to be in the first 90 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case,
yeah, you didn't know
3-2 in extra time wins you the bet. What's the over-under number?
2.5.
Yeah, wins it.
Well, true, because it would have been 2-2.
Would have been
well,
four.
Well, maybe not, because they could have scored. They could score multiple goals in the overtime.
How often does that happen?
All right, my squeaky leaner's over the one goal for France. That's my play. And then tomorrow you've got England and Croatia also at 2 o'clock. And I'm hearing everyone's saying England's going to win. I don't know. I mean,
Croatia's won their last two via shootout.
They played a lot of suckers.
Here's who you sleep on a little bit. Is it Luka Modric from Croatia?
They're number 10?
That dude is amazing. Sleeping him a little bit.
Jason, what do you need to happen for you to get bunged in the pool?
Well, Awad said I need Belgium to lose today, and then Croatia wins it all. That's a long shot, right? So if Belgium wins today, I win the pool.
So why are you not taking a France and Croatia parlay and hedge yourself a little bit?
Well, how much? What's the entry fee?
It was $10 for the entry.
$10?
It was $5.
It was five.
It was
$10, and I'm paying for JP.
Yeah, thank you.
Which
it was $5.
Still driving me nuts.
I'm going to have to check the email.
Yeah, I know.
Well, whatever it was, I'm not going to make a lot of money on it.
No, you're making very little.
So it's not worth hedging.
Well, how many people are in it? One,
well, we have
two,
eight.
Three, four.
I'm in like an idiot.
$70.
No, he just said it's $5.
Oh, yeah, he said it was $10.
No, we agreed on $10, I thought.
Drab thinks it's $5. JP says it's $5.
I'll check the original email.
I don't care because he's covering my
feet. Yeah, JP's free roll. He doesn't care.
Whatever it is.
AWOP promised he'd cover mine, too.
Yeah.
So I'm just not worth hedging, to be honest with you. I'll just let it ride. Nats yesterday lose to the Pirates 6-3. They were down 6-1 after two because, we talked about it. Jeffrey Rodriguez, rookie, they needed him to go deep in the ball game. He allowed 8 hits, 6 runs, walked 4.
They got him to 5.
Got him to 5, so they didn't have to tax the pen too much.
But you don't expect wins when Jeffrey Rodriguez is on the mound. We had this debate earlier in the show. I think the Nats have to make a move for a starting pitcher.
I know.
It couldn't get to Ivan Nova, really. He gave up 8 hits, but only 3 runs. Now, a couple bright spots. Soto hit a bomb. He's hitting .301. He hit his 9th. And Harper hit a bomb. He hit one in the 6th, I believe. and that was a 440-foot shot to dead center. He just pummeled it. But, you know, he's hitting 218, and they lose the game. That was number 22 for Harper. The loss goes to Rodriguez, and the win goes to Nova. Same two teams again tonight, and Hellickson goes tonight for the Nats.
His last outing was no bueno. Four innings, gave up 8 earned.
Can Hellickson beat the Pirates tonight?
Can he? Yes. Will he? Probably not.
All right.
I'll bet on no decision or loss.
Quickly, just some scores from yesterday. The Orioles split a doubleheader. This was actually a traditional doubleheader, won a day-nighter. His first game started at 4, his second game started right after that. So they split that one. Orioles won the first 5-4. Danny Valencia hit a 3-run bomb off of Sabathia to beat them there 5-4. Second game went to the Yankees. Final score there was 10-2.
How many hits did they give up in game number 2?
The Orioles gave up 17.
That's brutal. Yeah.
They gave up 17 in that game. Red Sox won again. They beat the Rangers 5-0. Rodriguez, the win, he's 11-3. JD Martinez just having an unbelievable year. Hit his 28th homer. He's first in the American League in home runs. First in the majors in home runs. First in the RBIs, and I believe he's third right now on average.
I remember when you first started talking about him.
That is your MVP right now.
You first started talking about him last year, I feel like, and you're like, there's no way he can keep this up. And he has.
He hit like 27 homers in a month when he was traded to Arizona. It's incredible. And he's just still killing the ball. And the Phillies split a doubleheader with the Mets. The Mets actually won a game. Can't believe it. They've lost 30 of their last 40, I believe. But they beat the Phillies in their first game, lost the second one. So the Nats trail the Braves and the Phillies by 5.5.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. You can always text the fan. Thomas Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio here on the Fan.
Junkies World Tour 2018 touches down at Proper 21 this Thursday night in D.C. from 6 till 8 p.m. Cakes will be there. Drab T-shirt will be there. And Matt Valdez will be there. That is your cast and crew for the Thursday night appearance. So we hope to see you there at Proper 21 this Thursday night starting at 6 p.m.
Have you looked it up? What type of spot is it? That has the name of kind of a trendy night spot.
I believe it's sports bar-esque.
Oh, okay.
Sleek, low-lit sports bar with walls and flat-screen TVs.
Very cool. Proper
Tables
21.
Tables for diners and elevated pub eats. That sounds right up Drab T-shirt's alley.
And not your alley.
Well, I think it works for your boy as well. Absolutely. So Proper 21, Thursday night, 6, and then Whitlow's on Wilson, Saturday, 4 p.m., summer dress party.
Jason was very excited because the VIPs include Jason.
Let's see. News Babe Central. We got Melissa Millay. We've got Aaron Hawksworth. We've got Lauren Ricketts. That's my girl. Does weather for NBC4. We've got Annie Yu. We've got Aaron Como. We've got Caitlin Roth. Who am I missing?
Sheena
Parveen.
Bad boy.
I mean, we just got hotties.
Hey, sexy.
Everywhere coming to that party. So come on out, 4 o'clock, Whitlow's on Wilson. It's going to be a great time.
Here's Omar.
Can we get Omar to show up?
Here's Omar.
We'll never see him.
never, ever track down Omar, the former intern. It's just never going to happen. It would be nice at some point. I really don't care that much.
He was a funny kid, though.
Funny guy.
Didn't know he was funny, but he was funny.
So correct. I don't know if we have clips. Last night, I was at the computer, which is, we have kind of like a little workspace in the kitchen, which has a computer, and it's about, I don't know, 15, 20 feet away from the main TV.
Yeah.
And in the evening, my wife was watching Very Cavallari, which is the chick from The Hills.
Ah, so
who's married to Jay Cutler.
Got it.
And Kristen Cavallari. I was just listening to the show. And it's a god-awful show. And even my wife said it may be the worst
of
show she's ever watched.
Terrible.
But she was intrigued. And Jay Cutler comes off, and every article I read about it, too, comes off exactly like you think he would come off. He's douchey. He's disinterested.
Doesn't care. Isn't a winner.
Yeah.
Right. Likes to throw picks.
He's G'd up.
G'd up, exactly.
And it seemed to me that on the show, she was asking him, like, what are your plans? Because she wants him to do something. And he says that he just doesn't want to do anything.
Okay. And well, that sounds like him.
It makes you probably, you wonder, he probably wasn't I mean, clearly, if you just looked at his body, I mean, he's fine. He's an NFL quarterback. It's not like he had to be in ridiculous shape. Tom Brady's not.
Right.
But he probably wasn't one of these warriors in the weight room. Probably wasn't one of these warriors in the film room. He just seems like a lax guy. And part of it is just a look on his face. Like, I only saw a couple of scenes, and when they showed him, he seems disinterested in everything.
So do we have clips?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to hear some of this. Now, where can we watch this awful show?
It's on the E! Network.
Or where can we not watch the show? Where can we avoid the show?
Yeah, but if you have any interest at all. By the way, they deserve each other. All right, go ahead. Let's play what you got.
Can you just be nice when they come in?
I'm going to be neutral.
Okay, fine. Well, just don't be rude. No, it's fine. I got it. Don't mind me.
All right, heels.
Hi. How are you guys?
What up?
What up? What's going on? Wow, you guys brought a lot of stuff.
Hi.
You can go up. I'll be up in 2 seconds.
All right, cool.
All right. No high from you?
What?
No high from you?
Like, give him more buys than highs.
I know, but God, so awkward.
I felt pretty comfortable.
Oh, I know you did.
He doesn't even say
he doesn't
hello.
Even acknowledge her, his wife's friends
but
who walk through the door.
I do like his approach where he says, I'm just going to stay neutral. He's basically going to be Switzerland. he's just not going to get involved. That's, you know what? It sounds very Jay Cutler-esque.
I kept asking my wife, though, what the show was about. Like, I couldn't quite figure out even what Kristen Cavallari is or does.
Hey, do you want to hear?
Apparently, he was pressed again by Kristen, who was concerned about Jay disrupting the living room, and Cutler hardly sounds like a guy eager to do that. He goes, I'm not really looking to do a lot of work right now. And he says, I'm looking to do the exact opposite of that.
Right. You want to hear one of Jay's talents off the field?
Sure.
You and Jay, is everything good?
The sex is the best it's ever been. He apparently read some article in GQ about how to...
Used to be Jason's favorite thing.
He's a giver.
Oh, okay, got it.
The one thing that I did hear, and I I'm sitting at the computer and my wife is watching it. He watches deer on TV. Like, it sounded
so like
he
a hunter.
I don't even know if he's a hunter. Maybe it was the security system. Did you happen to watch the show, either of you guys?
No, of course not.
That he's, the wife was saying, not you guys, maybe Valdez or Drab watched it. Maybe he was just watching security footage of deer outside his house. But he literally had, it sounded to me like he has nothing going on, and he aspires to do nothing, which.
I don't think that you would be happy doing what you're doing for the rest of your life. So have you thought about when you do get bored, what you're going to do?
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe you should.
I'm not really looking to do a lot of work right now. I'm looking to do the exact opposite of that.
He was going to be an announcer on Fox.
When did he ever do a lot of work?
Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Before he signed with the Dolphins. Because the Dolphins had an injury, right? Tannehill got hurt. He was going to work on Fox. Nobody expected him to be the guy who would go into the booth.
He doesn't strike me as media superstar.
And I'm guessing he didn't do much work beforehand. They just hired Jay Cutler based on name.
They wanted a name and a guy who'd been in the league recently, and I guess he fit the bill.
I actually think, after watching some of the clips and reading about it, I think he has a social disorder.
He might.
Like, he's very blunt and matter of fact.
Right.
And he just...
He doesn't have much of a filter.
He doesn't have very many social graces.
Yeah.
Like, normally you would say hi to your wife's friends when they walk through the door.
There's not much affect to his face either. His face just, he has one of those faces.
He's
where
just,
he just
a big dummy. He's a loser is what he is.
I don't think he's a dummy, though. He went to Vanderbilt.
No, I'm not saying he's unintelligent.
Right.
I'm just saying he just comes across as kind of this big goofy.
Aloof.
Dummy. And if you were from Santa Claus, Indiana, you'd probably have a social disorder, too.
Is that where he's from?
Yes, that's his hometown.
Yes. So I will never watch that show, Cakes.
Good
never.
Well,
Does he have FU money?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, he made
What was his contract? Biggest contract.
Is grossing $122 million in an
NFL
career?
Is that what he made? He stole $122 million?
Is that FU money?
God. How much did he steal from the Dolphins for this fill-in season?
Didn't he get 1 year, $10
million? So he just got $10 million because Ryan Tannehill went out, and they didn't trust Matt Moore.
Right.
And by the way, the production they got from Jay Cutler, they probably could have gotten from Matt Moore. He just has one of those. Yeah. He has a tantalizing arm.
You could have signed Colt McCoy and got the same production.
And I'm sure every coach believes that they can be the coach to get him right. He had a couple of good productive seasons in the NFL.
Of course, he didn't make $10 million. He's got taxes.
And fine.
So he makes half of that at most. But I didn't realize he had grossed $122.
Well, just starting in 2014 with the Bears. Now, he was with the Bears before that. But in 2014, he made $17.5
million. God.
2015, $15.5 million. $16 million in 2016. And then he's just like, I'm going to hang it up, chill, nothing. And then the Dolphins were like, you want to make $10 million? He said, okay. Comes back and makes $10
million. I wonder
million.
If he asked him if he had to do anything. Right. Do anything for that money?
Right.
Well, didn't he go back to an old coordinator?
I don't even know.
I think he did, yeah.
So he was familiar with the
offense.
He was familiar with the offense. Because if it's a different offense and a different language.
And he still sucked.
He's not going for it.
So in 12 seasons, he's accumulated $122,196,000.
The way he appeared.
Yes, I would classify it as FU money.
Yes.
The way he appeared in Eclipse is the exact opposite of the way Tom Brady appeared in the Time versus Tom clips. A guy who cared about his craft and was sitting at a desk going through every video clip over and over and over again, obsessed with quarterbacking.
Right.
And by the way, and I'm not a Tom Brady guy, pretty good personality. Jay Cutler's the exact opposite.
He has the personality of like a spree killer. Like a guy who's just going to become completely unhinged.
Except that's too much work.
It is probably a lot of work.
He's lazy.
That's true.
Well, that's why he threw 160 picks in 153 games.
He's a big lazy. How many TDs?
227. His best year was, in terms of touchdowns, was 28. And that was in 2014. But he threw 18 picks that year, too. Just one of the most overrated, overhyped, overpaid quarterbacks in history.
Hey, if you want to move to Nashville, his house is on the market for $8 million. If you have $8 million lying around to spend on his old mansion.
Plus, you get all that Cavallari worth.
Right, exactly.
The website or whatever she's doing on that show.
Could you imagine paying $8 million for a property in Tennessee? That must be a palace.
It's like the White House.
It must be ridiculous.
I actually saw yesterday that they'll give anybody a reality show that The Miz is going to have his own reality show.
I believe I know the title of it. I think it's Miz and Mrs. I haven't seen it, but I saw a commercial for it.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You know what? Why don't we do some entertainment page when we come back,
We
Cakes?
Can do that. It's a little thin. And Valdez
is I was looking for stories yesterday, and I decided not to send in the one about The Miz. But they're getting a reality show.
Maybe I'll recycle that for the entertainment page coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.